Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. We've got a very special Business After Five that is happening this Wednesday, and joining us with Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce, it's Eddie Matthews. Eddie, good to see you.
Hello, Jamie.
Eddie, so much to talk about. Coldest night of the year from Saturday. Over 400 walkers raising over $200,000. What a great community event for United Way Perth Huron.
And with the weather roller coaster we've had, I'm glad we had the cold weather.
Yeah, it was chilly.
Can you imagine?
It's definitely chilly.
Last week, I had three different coats on.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because you didn't, you know, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes.
Yeah, and we're getting double-digit temperatures this week with thunderstorms in February,
yes,
expected. Like, what's going on?
What's tomorrow? 15 degrees and rain, and then Thursday and Friday, 2 degrees.
Yeah, exactly.
So, crazy.
I don't like the weather,
but
wait.
Talking to Kate Trudeau, who's done just a great job over at ShelterLink, congratulations. Boy, oh boy, they knocked that out of the park, and I think, are we top three nationally?
We have to be at least top three or top five for sure.
Yeah. So congratulations to everybody that that came out and braved the elements, because that was a cold and a big full moon out there as well.
Yeah, you bet. So we've got more great events coming up this Wednesday, a very special Business After Five, we should say.
Mm-hmm. And it's to mark something very special here that you and I can really appreciate. And we've been here, well, at least you have, for quite a while.
A good chunk of the time.
For the 100th anniversary.
Yeah, 100th anniversary of CJCS. And so the Business After Five will be right here at the studios, 376 Romeo Street South.
Yeah, and we hope we can get a good crowd. I think we will anyways.
I think so.
We'll stuff the boardroom there and hear from I'm sure, yourself and Dave. You know, and hasn't Dave done such a great job from when he started off as Cruiser Boy, and he's just been such a great addition to this place.
Oh, without a doubt. So it's a Business After Five. It's this Wednesday evening, starts at 5 o'clock. So how does it work for members, non-members, that sort of thing?
Non-members are welcome. Please come by.
Or future members, I guess
future
we should
members,
say.
Yeah. Members, well, it's just a drop-in between 5 and 7. Great for networking. And especially for those that are non-members, future members, that would like to see what you do behind the scenes here.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just sleeping and putting your feet up, right? That's how I made it through the mornings, and a lot of coffee. But no, come on by and meet the people that you hear. And I know you get to meet a lot of the people like Jamie at events like Coldest Night or Winterfest or anything like that. But it would be just nice to have everybody here to celebrate such a momentous occasion. You know, how many, especially with broadcasting these days, it's good to see that some are making it to that century mark.
Oh, absolutely. So, Eddie, we're definitely going to have you back in because we're going to be chatting with so many folks here for our 100th anniversary for CJCS Radio. What are your thoughts in terms of the 100th anniversary, your thoughts about CJCS looking back?
Oh.
I mean, so many.
So many, aside from working here for more than 20 years, just the respect and the reputation the station had. You know, when I grew up in London, people always talked about, well, look at the good people that I worked with in London that started here, like Braden Doerr and Peter Garland, Dave Collins, who was over at BX. There was Steve Garrison was here as well. So many really good broadcasters. And then they hired me, and they brought the standard down about 20 pegs, I think.
Eddie, you're such a big, big part of CJCS and our 100th anniversary. So we'll see you out for this Wednesday. And Eddie, we should also let folks know the Business Excellence Awards will be coming up soon enough.
We had over 124 nominations this year.
Wow.
So I know some will decline. You know, there's some that have won in the past, and they'll respectfully say, no, I'll let someone else win it. But even if we have 100 nominations, that's a full house.
That's outstanding.
May 2nd and 9 categories. And we're just waiting. The press release should hopefully be going out this week for who the business leader of the year is going to be.
I was going to ask you about that, so that should be coming out shortly. Okay.
I got to bite my tongue on that one, or at least hold on it for
fair
a little
enough.
Bit.
Fair enough. So again, we'll see you for the Business After Five right here at the radio station, 376 Romeo Street South. Get in touch with Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce for more details on that, with many more events coming up this year. Eddie Matthews. Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks, Bill.